I thought it would also be good to share a bit about what we've been doing in here, and particularly what God's been saying to us. And I've asked Gerard and Chrissy if they might just come up and just summarise what it is that they think God has been saying this weekend to us. And then there'll be an opportunity, if anyone else wants to come up and just share something that God's been saying to them, then you're very welcome to do that. So have a little think.
I'm going to attempt to summarise. So we did trust the Father, as you know, receive the Spirit, tell the story of the Son. And I think the thing that I would say that encapsulates it is in all, really, is that we wanted to bring encouragement to really live in your faith, to really live in the truth that the Father is totally trustworthy and for you, to learn what life in the Spirit looks like, that we have this amazing partner, companion throughout life, the Holy Spirit, that empowers us and releases us, and that practically works out through these ongoing prayer conversations in daily life that are real and fruitful, but we need to learn to practice them and get them into a rhythm of healthy rhythm in our lives, that we live life in the Spirit, with the Spirit at all times, and then that changes everything. And then this morning we landed up with Jesus and the amazing work he's done for us and what it looks like to be a people of grace, to live in grace, to really embrace grace in our lives. And that means practically we need to be a people that release others, that love others, that forgive easily, that don't hold on to grievances, and so that we live a healthy life. And I think this is the substance of what it is, isn't it? To live in our faith, to do it well, to be a healthy people. And that's what we're passionate about in Bless. We do a lot of discipleship, and that's been our thing over many years. It's just practically, how can we unpack what it looks like to live life with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, very real. And we try to bring some encouragements to you, hopefully as a church, that you're in a season, we sense you're in a season where God is going to pour out new things and do amazing things for you. And maybe some of the stuff that he's been stirring up in you and speaking to you are the tools for getting into the next season, next phase, and actually embracing more of what God wants to do in you and through you as a church. And I said in our little group, you know, I'm enormously encouraged just by spending time with you, because we planted our church 5 years ago, and we're a small body trying to do a lot of things. But what's lovely, what I'm taking away, is what a wonderful community you are. You're a really lovely community of people that trust each other deeply. And I think that then reflects in trusting the Father and trusting Jesus and the Holy Spirit, that you obviously do trust each other and walk life closely together. And that's really encouraging, and I want that for our church. So that's encouraged me to keep praying for that. And your commitment to your children and just being a body across the different ages is wonderful too, something we really firmly believe in. One of the things you can pray for us for is in September we're launching an all-age church in somebody's home. We're just going to try just having the families come together and just worship together. We don't have enough children to do Sunday school, so we're just going to do it together. And the children sometimes lead us in worship anyway. We have one little boy who knows, he's 6 years old, and I woke up the other day, they're living with us at the moment, walked out in front of our little house, and they're in community in another house nearby, and I heard coming across the lawn, so he knew every word, that song we just sang earlier, that's what made me think of it, worthy of every song we could ever sing, Jesus, the only one who could ever save, and he beautifully just singing it, all the words, and I was just listening to the six-year-old sing that over me, and I thought, this is it, isn't it, we just do church together across the ages. And I'm going to read our mission statement over you, and if I've forgotten anything then about, I don't know whether you want to add anything, Jared, but I'm going to read this, and I just wanted to, it's on your chair, take one with you, it's called God Sees Diamonds. We have a whole host of them here. If you want to come and grab one for a friend, or you want to take a couple away, feel free just to come and take them at the end. We are about, this is us, we're about the value that God places in us as human beings, and the work of transformation that he's committed to, that he will complete in us. And we run a program called Seven Stories, which we're going to kick off more majorly from this September forward. about three times a year in different shapes. One's just more, going to be more of a family one, and the other two 10-day discipleship schools. So if you love what you've been hearing and you sense that you want to go deeper in some of this stuff, do look up on our website and check out Seven Stories Discipleship School, because they will be running throughout the year. And you'll be very welcome. I'd love to receive any of you at Bethany. So, the glasses. We believe every human being has a worth worth seeing. Every name is a sound worth saying. Your potential is a prayer worth praying. You see coal, God sees diamonds. We believe in the grace of the gifts God gives, his breath in everything that lives, greater gifts to be discovered, deep in you, disguised, dust covered. You see coal, God sees diamonds. We see traces of truth in the yearnings of youth, God's image in imagination. We crave a community that will honor audacity and cherish the dreams of its children. You see coal, we see God sees diamonds. We see God seeking a servant generation, kindness as the kindling to kickstart transformation, love as liberation of a captive creation. We are digging for the diamonds God sees. That's what we're doing, along with God, digging to see the jewels, the beauty that's in all of us, revealed and made visible to all those around as well. So take cards if you want to. You can contact us on our website if you want to as well, if you want to email us about anything. We'll be praying for you. We'll be praying that the seeds that have been planted this week through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus, will really grow into fruition and bring good fruit, good new life all around you, and the projects that God's placed on your hearts. I've been hearing quite a few chats about different things. You know, we'll pray that the Spirit of God will really bring life there. And God bless you in all you're doing and in all the work and all the places you are and in your families. We pray that God will really bless you. Do you want to add anything?
One thing?
No, just one thing that was kind of on my heart for you guys, and I think this relates to sort of what we've been doing. Just this, one of the networks that we connect up with a bit and do some work with when we're over in the UK is Fresh Streams, that some of your guys have been involved in. And they have this phrase that we use a lot, which is deeper in and further out. And I just felt God saying that that's something he's calling you to as a church, because we tend to, in churches, we often have both sorts of people. We have the sorts of people who are really into going deep in worship and deep in prayer. And they're always telling the others to get in the prayer room, you know, stop faffing around out there and get in here and pray. And then you have the ones who are saying, yeah, but I want to go out here and bless some people. And what God is saying to us is you can't choose between those two things. You don't get to choose between being hugely missional and blessing your community or being deeply prayerful. You have to do both, because you need the depth to take you further. So maybe just that God, what God is calling you guys, you're at a kind of a threshold point as a church, and what God is calling you to do is to do both, to go deeper in your worship, in prayer, deeper into what God is saying to you, but at the same time to say, how are you calling us, God, to go further, and to kind of balance them. So if there are people in the room, and I know there are because I've chatted to one of you, who are the further out people, you're far out, man, I don't mean that. People in the room who are the ones who are saying, let's get out there and do something, you need to hear God say, yeah, but you need to be deep to go there. You need to carry some depth with you. And if there's people in the room who are more the, we want to be deep people, you need to hear God saying, yeah, but where are you going with it? And maybe you need to talk to each other and say, okay, how do we make sure that as a community we are really deep, but we also go really far? So deep into who God is in for us, but further out into who God is speaking to in our community. And that's exciting if it happens. Well, it's happening already, but more would be good, wouldn't it? Bless you guys. And we will pray for you, because it's been fun getting to know you, and we will continue to pray for what God's doing.
So Lord God, we praise you for everything that you've done this weekend. Lord, we praise you for all that you've done for us, your goodness that is seen in Jesus, your glory which is seen in God. And Lord, we want to receive your power that we can go away from here and that we can live for you in everything that we do. Lord, that we pray that we would know your goodness, that we would give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Amen. Just want to share one more thing as we were worshiping then. I just felt that God was saying that in him we are big. And I often hear the word said that, oh, we're a smaller church, or we're small as individuals. Actually, no, in God we are big. And we need to have confidence in who we are as individuals, confidence of our faith in God, and confidence in who we are as a church, that we can do big things for him in Ruddington, but beyond Ruddington in our world. And so, Lord, we pray that over us as a church, over us as individuals, that we would know that in you we are big, that you are good, and your love endures forever. Amen.
Well, I think our phrase is that God's going to paint Ruddington rainbow. And, you know, in a palette, you've got all these different colours. All of us is one of those different colours. And if it's just one or two of us, it's going to be a bit dull. It's going to be a blue and a white or green or whatever. Each of us is a different shade. And if it's going to be totally rainbow, then all of us are doing that. Whether we're, when we're walking to school, we're praying for our friends at school, or whatever we're doing, God's transforming Ruddington rainbow coloured. It's cool. You'll have to come and visit. It's going to be very pretty.
Thanks, Ness. I'd like to pray a blessing over us before we go. So the Lord, may the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face, his glory, to shine upon us, his goodness to shine upon us and be gracious to us. May the Lord lift up the light of his love and his countenance upon us, and give us his peace, which passes all understanding and lasts forever. Amen.